To our regular agenda, item 32 is commissioner reports. Do we have any reports from our commissioners today? I'll start at this end. Seeing none? Seeing none on this end either? All right, then. We'll move on to our director's report.
Good morning, commissioners. We were asked to provide an update on the mobile home encroachments on the Santa Cruz branch rail line right-of-way. As a reminder, we completed a property boundary survey and discovered a number of encroachments, including encroachments between the intersections of the branch line with Thompson Avenue and 38th Avenue. These encroachments include fencing, mobile homes, and other structures. These encroachments are unauthorized. We're working with our real property consultant, Associated Right-of-Way Services, to develop a list of options for addressing these encroachments. On April 10th, our real property consultant entered into a contract with a firm specializing in land use planning and development with specific experience working with mobile home parks. The consultant will research and investigate the existing conditions and encroachments in various scenarios involving moving mobile homes out of the branch line right-of-way, including potential changes to utility locations that may be required if a mobile home is relocated. This analysis will also include the overall site layout of the mobile home parks to determine if access roads could be refigured and consultation with the California Department of Housing and Community Development. To date, the consultant has completed a field visit to review the existing conditions, met with the site manager at Castle Estate Mobile Homes Park, started coordination with mobile home moving companies to discuss options for removing mobile home encroachments, and initiated consultation with the California Department of Housing and Community Development. We plan on returning to the commission for consideration of potential options for addressing the encroachments at the August or September meeting. I'd also like to provide a brief update on rail trail segments 10 and 11. The county submitted an allocation request and an extension request for the June 27th California Transportation Commission meeting. Unfortunately, the project is waiting for Caltrans as the NEPA lead to wrap up their portion of the federal environmental review, which is required for allocation. Therefore, the county will be requesting a 20-month time extension for the project at the June CTC meeting. County staff expects to be able to request an allocation for the plan specifications and estimate and right-of-way phases at the October CTC meeting. And we have a number of public outreach events that I'd like to make everyone aware of. The Climate Adaptation Vulnerability Assessment and Priorities Report project team has completed their initial analysis of the future likelihood of Santa Cruz County experiencing climate change accelerated hazards such as wildfires and extreme storms. Using the project framework approved by the commission in February, they have also estimated the consequences of damage to the branch rail line and to county transportation infrastructure. Partnering with county staff, we'll be hosting two community workshops where the public can view and provide input on the climate hazard modeling results and draft prioritization. The South County workshop will take place at the Henry Mellow Center in Watsonville on Tuesday, June 11th at 6 o'clock. The North County workshop will take place at the Felton Community Hall on Wednesday, June 12th, also at 6 o'clock. Team members fluent in Spanish will be available for translation services at both workshops. Those unable to attend the workshops can provide input on our website. We'll also be hosting two community open houses to solicit the public's feedback on the next phase of development for the zero-emission passenger rail and trail project. This project is analyzing new high-capacity passenger rail service and stations on approximately 22 miles of the Santa Cruz rail branch line from the city of Santa Cruz to Pajaro, as well as 12 miles of Coast Rail Trail from Rio Del Mar Boulevard through the communities of La Selva Beach and the city of Watsonville and the Capitola Trestle. Community members are invited to attend the upcoming and in-person virtual open houses to learn about the proposed rail transit vehicle types and the initial conceptual alignment and share their input. In-person open houses will be at the Civic Plaza Community Room in Watsonville on Monday, June 24th at 6 p.m. and at the Live Oak Grange in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, June 25th at 6 p.m. For those unable to attend in-person open houses, a virtual open house will be online from today through July 18th. We'd also like to invite the community to come out to celebrate the groundbreaking of the North Coast Rail Trail on Thursday, June 20th at noon at Wilder Ranch State Park. This project is a 7.5-mile multi-use bike and pedestrian trail extending along the railroad corridor from Wilder Ranch State Park in the south to Davenport in the north. It comprises the majority of Coast Rail Trail Segment 5. Phases 1 and 2 of the project are starting construction this month and include new paved parking lots and restrooms in Davenport and at Panther Yellowbank Beach, improved access to the parking lot at Bonnie Doon Beach, and a pedestrian crossing of Highway 1 in Davenport. Construction of these initial phases is estimated to be completed in March 2026. Phase 3 of the project includes construction of the Cotoni Coast Dairies Highway 1 overpass that connects to the Coast Rail Trail on the coastal side of Highway 1. This phase is scheduled to complete environmental review in late 2024 and design in 2025 and begin construction in 2027. As a brief legislative update, on May 29th, legislative leaders in the Assembly and Senate announced a joint legislative budget plan. The plan aims to balance the state budget through 2025-26, and in doing so, the legislature proposes several reductions that differ from those proposed by the administration. Most relevant to us, the legislature has proposed not to have the cuts that were proposed by the administration to the active transportation program and instead fund those funds that were being from the general fund, $600 million, to instead fund them from the state highway account. The legislature's proposal would also reject a proposed cut of $148 million to the competitive transit and intercity capital program. The legislature has until June 15th to approve the budget, after which the governor has until June 30th to sign and line item veto items. Additionally, some elements of the budget are finalized through trailer bills, which come in later in the summer. There are a couple of staff announcements I'd like to share. We have a couple new people on our team. We're pleased to welcome Leo Farrell, who started on May 7th as a temporary employee in the fiscal department, and Janine Ramirez, who started on May 28th as an engineering intern. Leo has an associate's degree in accounting and general arts and is currently pursuing an associate's degree in business administration. He previously worked as an accounting clerk for the County of Santa Cruz in the Tax Collectors and Treasury Department, as well as worked in the private sector at an accounting firm. Janine is currently a student at Cabrillo College, pursuing her associate's degree in engineering. She plans to attend San Jose State to obtain her bachelor's degree in civil engineering with a focus on transportation. Lastly, I'd like to thank Amy and Shannon and Luis for stepping up and helping the logistics and coordination of today's meeting. Yesenia is on a well-deserved vacation. Krista had to unexpectedly take some time off, and the three of them stepped in to help make sure everything runs as smoothly as possible. So thank you. That concludes my report.
All right, thank you. Do we have any questions or comments from commissioners?
Yeah, just an update. How many mobile homes or pieces of property are we talking about on the right-of-way?
Good morning, Commissioners. Grace Blakesley. 11 mobile homes are encroaching. There's also a number of fencing and other kind of sheds and outside units.
Any other questions or comments from commissioners? All right. Do we have any public comment on this item? Seeing none in chambers, do we have any online? Okay. Great. Thank you so much. We will move on now to our Caltrans report.
It appears my mic is...
Oh, I saw it. There you go.
Okay.
Yep, you're on.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Dave Silberberger. I'm the office chief north for project management at Caltrans, and I'm here on behalf of Scott Eads, the district director. I have just a couple of items this morning. First, there'll be overnight lane closures on Highway 17 for some culvert repair, and that will be from June 9th to July 15th from 8 to 5 a.m., 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., Sunday through Thursday. It's located about 1.5 miles north of the city of Scotts Valley near Vine Hill Road. So during the overnight work hours, travelers on southbound Highway 17 will not be able to turn left onto Vine Hill Road. Southbound travelers will instead continue south on Highway 17 to Granite Creek Road off-ramp and then head north to Brancefort Drive. During all construction hours, emergency vehicles will be able to travel through the project area. The second item I have, I know that the Big Sur area and all the slides are a bit south of us, but I wanted to just give you an update on what's going on down there. Highway 1 at Paul's Slide now is now expected to open early between now and mid-July. Highway 1 at Paul's Slide closed since January 14th, 2023, so it's been a long endeavor, is now expected to reopen by early to mid-July. The southern closure of Highway 1, currently in place at Limekiln State Park, will move north and open direct access to the community of Lucia and the, I don't know actually how to pronounce this, Kamadali Hermitage and area residents. Except for an 11-mile section where repairs continue, travelers from Cambria, San Simon area are currently able to travel north as far as Limekiln State Park. Travelers from Monterey Carmel area are able to travel as far south as Lime Creek, south of Esalen Institute. The last of the repairs to be completed will be at the Regent Slide. Due to challenging conditions associated with the extreme slope at the site, repairs of the Regent Slide are now estimated to be completed in late fall. Once this is done, completion of the repairs at the Regent Slide will open up Highway 1 to direct travel between Cambria and Carmel. So that was kind of the big thing, is when can we expect that? Because we do know that travelers are looking to run the entire stretch of the coast from Santa Cruz all the way down to San Luis Obispo. So Caltrans is continually trying to do what we can to keep that highway open. So that's it.
Thank you. Commissioner, questions or comments? Seeing none, do we have any public comment on this item in the room? Seeing none, do we have any on Zoom? All right.